Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. On Monday this week, I opened up my Wall Street Journal and a big story in the business section caught my attention. Headlines read, Smithfield to shut plant in California. Smithfield is the largest pork processor in the United States. Their plant in California employs 1,800 workers. But they said the cost of doing business in California is just not worth it. The processing plant just outside Los Angeles is huge. The higher taxes, utility costs, and labor are much higher than 45 other states where Smithfield operates. Smithfield has one other serious concern, the regulatory costs in California. That state passed a law pushed by the Humane Society called Proposition 12. It dictates the size of the pen where a gestation sow is quartered. Well, farmers will be required to spend millions of dollars expanding their housing for their sows now. The law is going to be considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. But if the court accepts that law, all pork sold in California must meet the California law standards. Big hog farms all over the United States are very concerned. They might not be able to ship to California without rebuilding their barns. The state of California imports 99% of their pork from other states. There are some farming operations that already meet the California law, and they are mostly smaller farms. Now, market hogs on my Illinois farm would be accepted. Our sows run in the pasture during breeding and gestation, and when they are a week from farrowing, we bring them into the farrowing barn and put them in a farrowing crate. Babies are born, and after 3 weeks, they're weaned, and the sows go back to the field. The boars are so excited to see them come back. Those baby pigs that we weaned will reach market weight in 5 or 6 months, and then we can all bring home the bacon. A lot of big companies are escaping farm states where taxes and other costs to operate are more than they can tolerate. Caterpillar just announced that they are moving their headquarters from Chicago to Texas. The state's attracting big manufacturing companies have seen explosive job growth. Things are changing. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.